What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got another good one for you today as we preview tonight's preseason game against the Lakers. The second out of four preseason games against the Lakers. I know it's ridiculous, but it's what they got. And we're also going to do an expanded season preview. And that's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Hope you all had a lovely, safe weekend and are back here ready for another week of preseason basketball. We are inching closer and closer to it actually mattering. Not quite there yet, but we'll get there soon. The Dubs are taking on the Lakers tonight. Like I said, in game two out of four against the Lakers in the preseason. I don't get it, but that's who they're playing. And for some reason, zero games against the Kings, who are an hour drive away. Okay, maybe 2 hours, but still. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's how it goes. That's who they're playing, and that's who they're going to see. Won't be seeing Anthony Davis. He is going to be a scratch with a thumb fracture, I believe. And so that, I don't know. It's preseason, I was going to say, so that's good, but it doesn't really matter because it's preseason. But we'll see how long Anthony Davis is out. I have to imagine it'll go towards the regular season as well, which will hurt the Lakers. And one of the reasons why I'm not as high on the Lakers as some might be, just injuries, man. Injuries are going to hurt the Lakers. So not only are we going to talk about tonight's game, we're also going to do an expanded season preview. I did one for the Locked On NBA podcast. We just did recent NBA previews of the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference. Came out on Friday, so they were short. They were about 7 or 8 minutes each. So I'm going to do an expanded one today. I'm going to answer the same questions a little more in depth, though, and I want to explain some of my predictions and takes and whatnot as far as that's concerned. But first, let's get to tonight's game, some of the important things going into tonight. First off, Kevon Looney and Alec Burks. Are we going to see either one of them? No updates yet. The Alec Burks is somewhat more important than Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney's got his spot solidified already. Alec Burks, if he comes in and plays well, that is just another reason to keep Marquese Chriss over Alphonso McKinney, because Burks is going to be competing with McKinney at the small forward position. And, you know, it's an important game for both Marquese Chriss and Alphonso McKinney. Does Chriss continue to play well, or was it just two good games that we saw out of him? We're not going to get a consistent 82 games of Marquese Chriss playing great, of anyone playing great. So was it just getting hot at the right time, or is this who he's going to be with the Warriors? Alphonso McKinney, does he put a big game together where it's trying to figure out the decision that they have to make? Amari Spellman's part of that as well. You know, what if Amari Spellman goes 3 for 4 from three and ends up having 15 points? A lot of things are up in the air as far as the roster's concerned, but oddly enough, they're really constricted with what they can do. So it's a funny situation with the Warriors. But like I said, the center position, you're going to keep an eye on Marquese Chriss. Does he continue to play well? He had 8 and 11 last game, only 2 personal fouls. So that was a positive. That's one thing to look for just throughout the entire game is, you know, is he fouling a bunch? He fouled out in 14 minutes in his first game. That's a problem. But he did play well in other aspects. If we see Kevon, how much time does he get, etc.? Amari Spellman, how does he play? He's a stretch five, a jump shooting big, basically. And if you're not knocking him down, then what are you doing? So how's his shot look? I mentioned small forward a second ago. First off, who starts? Is it going to be Glenn Robinson again? Do you reward Glenn Robinson for playing well, or are you going to rotate? Same thing with center. Do you reward Marquese Chriss for playing well, or do you rotate again to put Spellman in there? Because Spellman and McKinney started in the first game. Chriss and Glenn Robinson started in the second game, and Marquese Chriss and Glenn Robinson definitely outplayed Amari Spellman and Alphonso McKinney. So the starting lineup will be interesting. How many minutes each gets will be interesting. And then, like I said, the performances. Glenn Robinson had a solid second game when he started. Can he follow it up with another one? How does Alphonso McKinney respond? Those are the real questions as far as the roster construction is concerned. That could affect how the roster is constructed. But as far as guys that we know are going to make the team, I'm looking at Jordan Poole, who's had two very solid games in his first two preseason games. He's got 36 points on 50% shooting and just about 44% from three over his first two games. 7 of 16 from three, 11 of 22 from the field. That's a damn good start. Is it something he can continue to keep up with? Is the idea of him being an inefficient rookie just incorrect? Again, it won't be fully answered until the regular season, but if he can continue to put good games together, I mean, you're just looking at his role, his playing time going up and up. Jacob Evans has been solid. Can he continue to progress? Can he continue to look good, or do we get a dud coming from him soon? Same thing with Eric Paschal. So those are the main things to watch. Obviously, Steph will end up doing Steph things. Same thing with Draymond. D'Angelo Russell is a big one, though, because he first game was rough. Second game, we saw some progress. Will he continue to keep progressing, keep getting more comfortable in the Warriors' offense, and then just comfortable in his own game? All things to look for tonight in tonight's preseason game. Again, though, I wouldn't be surprised if Steph and Draymond end up resting one or two of these games, so maybe that'll be tonight. Who knows? Keep an eye out for it. We will see. We are going to get to the expanded season preview in just a minute, but first, Manscaped is the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, at manscaped.com. What up, everybody? We are about to start the expanded season preview that I mentioned earlier, and I just wanted to explain it a little further. First off, if you haven't checked out the season previews on the Locked On NBA channel, I suggest you go do that, not just for the Dubs coverage, but any other team that you're interested in, and you get all the local experts breaking down their teams. And it's great because this is one of the most interesting NBA seasons I can remember. Obviously, Warriors fans, yeah, I'd rather them be the championship favorite too. But as far as interest across the league is concerned, man, there are so many teams I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Obviously, Pelicans, top of the list. Pacers, I want to see what goes on there. Celtics, I know a lot of people don't like them, but this could be them crumbling. Lakers, Clippers, every team that made a big move this year. OKC, I'm honestly a little interested in them to see how it goes. Because at the same time, even though they lost a lot of great players, they still have, you know, CP3, who has done okay over the last couple of years. Gallinari is still a good player. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a legit potential superstar, a legit young player you build around. So there's a lot of intrigue across the league, so I would suggest you go check out all the season previews, but going to do one here where we expand a little bit, because like I said on the Locked On NBA season previews, you're pressed for time. You got about 6-7 minutes to answer 6 or 7 questions, but I wanted to do a deeper season preview. Go over these same questions and maybe explain some of the reasoning for some of the answers a little better. And a certain prediction that I made that I don't think some Dubs fans are going to like, but I want to be able to explain that a little better as well. There were about 7 or 8 questions that needed to be answered, and I'll just start with the first one. And this one can be broken down into different parts, but 2 or 3 biggest storylines going into the season. I guess the biggest one, you know, how do they do without Kevin Durant? But that breaks down into how does Steph Curry handle this challenge of no Klay for at least 55 games, no KD, a much lesser supporting cast around him, a new all-star to integrate into the team in D'Angelo Russell. How does Steph play? Is he able to reach that MVP-level Steph that we've seen before and elevate this team? But that same question goes for Draymond and D'Angelo Russell. Top 3 players on the team, hands down, until Klay gets back. And then you throw Clay in there, it's top four players, most important players. But I'd break that down into one storyline. How do the three all-stars, the three best players play? Because they need to be at their best for this team to make the playoffs. Steph Curry needs to be at an MVP level. He may not win it, but he needs to be in the discussion, in the, you know, top two consideration, I'd say. Draymond Green, this one is even more important because, as we've seen through two preseason games so far, not a lot of defense on this team. They lost a ton of perimeter defense in KD, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, and then obviously Klay being out. So Draymond's burden defensively is more than it's ever been. Can he be playoff-level Draymond for 82 games or however many games he plays? They're going to need him to be. And then that's not even mentioning what they need from him offensively. They're going to need more scoring from him offensively. But at the very least, they're going to need him to be the defensive player of the year that we've seen him be before. And then, of course, D'Angelo Russell. Need D'Angelo Russell to prove himself to be that 23-year-old all-star. There are some split opinions on D'Angelo Russell, that he is a guy who had a nice season and was an all-star replacement. And then there are people who say he's a 23-year-old all-star on the rise. Which one is it? And the Warriors need him to be the latter, right? They need him to be the 23-year-old all-star on the rise, on his way to superstardom. Those are the biggest storylines. I'd put that as one storyline. And then the same thing, it's basically the same storyline. How does the rest of the roster perform? They're going to need the best out of everyone, basically, because of how thin this roster is. Now, through two preseason games, it's been a mixed bag. One of them was pretty bad. The other one was pretty good. Still got three games against the Lakers left in the preseason to try and gauge what they're going to be. But they're still trying to figure out what their roster is going to look like. There's still some moving parts going on. But I'd say the biggest storylines, how do the top three players play in Steph, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell, or you could break those down into their own storylines for each player, and then just the rest of the roster. How are they going to play? The second question is, what needs to happen for the best-case scenario? And it says, don't say stay healthy. So regardless of health, we're assuming they stay healthy. And for the best-case scenario to happen, it's pretty much what I said. Steph, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell all need to play up to their highest levels. MVP level, defensive player of the year level, all-star level, you know, 23-year-old all-star on the rise type level. And then on top of that, getting Klay back with about 25 games left and him coming out and being Klay, knocking down threes and locking down on defense. Those are the most important ones. And to lesser importance, it's the role players as well playing up to their part. But it's obviously all about the all-stars. It's all about the big three, big four when Klay comes back. But at the same time, we've seen it in the preseason. No Kevon Looney, no Willie Cauley-Stein. If they hadn't signed Marquese Chriss, that center position would be thin. There'd be no options there. It'd be Amari Spellman, who has not played well, and that's about it. And maybe Draymond, who they're trying to limit at the five. So not only do the big guys need the big four need to play well, the surrounding parts need to play well too. You can't have many zeros on this team or many negatives on this team for them to make the playoffs, to reach their potential. What would lead to the worst case scenario, and again, injuries aside, it would be Draymond and Steph kind of looking at the season as a, I wouldn't say throwaway, and I also can't imagine them doing this, but looking at it as a season to recoup, a season to get healthy, not have the burden of expectations on them, and get ready for 2020 when they'll have a more complete roster and have more flexibility and potentially massive trade chips and D'Angelo Russell and the Andre Iguodala trade exception and things of that nature. It would be them taking it easy this season or just not being able to reach the levels we've seen before, because something else that happens every year is these guys have gotten older. Steph is 31. Draymond is pushing 30. Klay, I think, is 29. And that's just the established superstars. Maybe the D'Angelo Russell move doesn't work out. Maybe he doesn't fit. Maybe he is the guy who had one nice season and was a playoff replace, or excuse me, an all-star replacement in the Eastern Conference. Maybe the supporting roles, or supporting players are all that bad. None of the rookies work out. Jordan Poole is inefficient. Eric Paschal is a tweener with no real position. You know, all these things. There's tons of factors, but all these things would lead to the worst case scenario for the Warriors. The next question is, will this team be stylistically different on either end, offensive or defense, and how? And yeah, they're going to be different on both sides. They're going to be different offensively because we're going to see a lot more pick and roll than we've ever seen from Steve Kerr. And that is because the player they acquired, D'Angelo Russell, his elite skill is in the pick and roll. It's running the pick and roll and his decision-making and passing out of the pick and roll. That's part of why they signed Willie Cauley-Stein and also part of why Marquese Chris has looked so good through two preseason games, because these guys both fit the pick and roll, pick and dive mold of a big man. That's what's going to be different offensively. Also, the other thing is all the cutting and pin downs, etc. It's going to look a little different just because the core of this team is different. They don't have the same guys they've had over the last 5 years that basically just speak the unspoken language of this offense and defense. We're going to see the defense look a lot different, not just because they're lacking these perimeter defenders, but because those perimeter defenders are high IQ defenders who can switch everything, and now we're not going to be able to do that anymore. The Warriors are not going to be able to switch everything. They're going to have to play more straight up and kind of hope for the best because they do not have the same level of defenders that they had over the last 5 years. And that includes, you know, before KD got there. That's the funny thing. Some people who have talked about Steph MVP level, et cetera, yeah, he can get there. But even in his MVP years before KD got there, those teams were much deeper and better equipped than this team is this year. So that's about half of the questions here on this season preview. Going to handle the second half in just a minute here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Part two of the Warriors season preview, extended season preview. And let's get right into it. The next question is the player that is most likely to be thought of differently at the end of the season. And this one's tough because, you know, you can make the prediction that D'Angelo Russell will be looked at as a superstar. But I'm going a different way, and a different way than I did on the preview that was on Locked On NBA. Because I recorded that in between the first and second preseason game. And so the player that I think will be thought of differently at the end of the season is Marquese Chris. I think Marquese Chris is going to make this team. I think he's going to be able to contribute. And I think that he will be looked at as an NBA player who can contribute, can be a role player. And the reason I say this, why he'll be looked at differently, is because I think he was looked at as a bust. Honestly, if you look at a top 10 pick who has played on three different teams, played on two different teams last year, and then got a non-guaranteed, you know, training camp invite with the Warriors and is playing well, I think he's going to be looked at in a different light once this season's over, because my prediction is that he makes a team and will play a role on this team. So I think it's Marquese Chris. You could also throw in a guy like Jacob Evans, who I think will also be in a similar situation of having a role on this Warriors team as the backup point guard, and he can play some two. He can even play some three in a pinch. Now, he's not going to be explosive offensively or anything. He's not never going to give you a 40-point game, anything like that, but he'll be looked at differently because, you know, some people overreacted after 1 year thinking he was a bust, but there were people questioning whether he could play or not, whether he was going to continue to be on the Warriors. I think he's going to fill a role this year, and he'll be looked at as an NBA role player and not a guy that's looked at as a bust. The next question is somewhat similar, but also different, obviously. Players whose career trajectory is most impacted this season, either good or bad. This is the one where I'll go with D'Angelo Russell. Because Steph, Draymond, Klay, regardless of how the year goes for them, their career trajectory is cemented. They're good. They're superstars. They're max-level players. D'Angelo Russell and his career trajectory are going to be pointing up after this season. I fully expect him to integrate himself well. It might take a little bit of time. Nothing's ever perfect. It's never that smooth. But he will integrate himself well on this Warriors offense. I expect effort defensively. Still won't be good, but I expect the effort to be there. And I think by the end of this season, his trajectory is going to be either that of a trade chip that a team can go get and have, you know, their superstar. If a team's looking for a superstar, they can come and get D'Angelo Russell. Or he's going to be looked at as a core piece on a championship roster with the Warriors. So to me, his trajectory is on the up and up. And even a bad season, I don't think will knock it down either. I think he's a guy who will only be looked at in a more positive light or in the same light as before, because it is a lot of factors going into him being on the Warriors this year. Anything that doesn't work can just be looked at as maybe it didn't fit. But again, I do believe it will fit, and I believe that he'll be looked at in a much more positive light after this season. The next question here on the season preview is which rookies will have an impact and how much? And the obvious answers are Jordan Poole and Eric Paschal. They're definitely going to have an impact, and it's going to be noticeable. I'll put it that way. It's hard to claim how big of an impact, but they're going to be rotation players. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the game every single night. What we've seen from Jordan Poole the first two preseason games is his offense is NBA ready. So if he can play consistently and efficiently, he's going to be in the rotation every single night getting shots up. Eric Paschal, we've seen his versatility so far and his high motor, high effort, all that sort of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the rotation just about every single night as the primary backup four. And depending on what happens at the center position, he could even see time at the five. If they end up not keeping Marquese Chris, you could potentially see Paschal getting time at the five. So I think that they'll both have noticeable impacts on this team. I mean, there will be games where I think Jordan Poole will, you know, go for 20 and be one of the bigger pieces in certain wins. But there's also going to be games where he's struggles and goes 1 of 10, something like that. So it's going to be hard to weigh how big of an impact, but there will be an impact from those two rookies. I can guarantee that. Alan Smilagic, probably very little. Probably going to be in the G League most of the year. But that's why they got him. He's a project. But Poole, Paschal, I think we're going to see them both from game one on. There's no reason not to with how thin this roster is. Last couple questions here. My best guess on how the season ends. This one is kind of just my own dramatic flair that I would love to see. The Warriors and Kings play each other on game 82 of the season up in Sacramento. I would love to see it be for the eighth seed, that the winner is takes home the eighth seed. Now, if the Warriors are playing to their potential, they're probably a higher seed than that. Sacramento, nothing sure for them about whether they'll be in the playoff hunt or not. But I would love to see the season end with those two teams going at it. Winner, quote unquote, take all, or winner takes the eighth seed. But that's just kind of my own selfish prediction, how I think the season will end. Because the last question here is two predictions for the upcoming season. And I'll go with the first one, that Steph Curry is in the MVP conversation. He has a great year for the games that he does play. He puts up crazy numbers. They have a great winning percentage when he plays. He just reminds everyone that he's Steph Curry. So that's prediction number one. But prediction number two, and I have to stick with it because I already made this prediction on the season preview for Locked On NBA. But my prediction number two, and I'm sorry, Dub Nation, is that the Warriors miss the playoffs. And you might sit there and think, well, how is Steph an MVP candidate, yet they miss the playoffs? Because even though he will be great when he plays, it's just hard for me to imagine that him or D'Angelo or Draymond play 82 games. And if you can guarantee, if Will Smith can pop out of the lamp and guarantee that Steph, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell will be healthy 82 games, playoffs are a lock. I really feel that strongly. But I also don't think that they're going to be healthy 82 games. I think there's going to be an injury here or there for one, two, or three of them. And then the other thing is, we've seen in the preseason that even the role players, the ancillary players getting hurt, makes an impact on this team. Even though they are thin in role players, it still makes an impact. So the MVP talk, he'll be there. But then there will also be the talk of, well, I can't vote him MVP because he only played 60 games. It's hard to imagine this team going with perfect health throughout the season. And clip this, remember this, I'll remember it. I hope I am wrong, and I hope you can all rub it in my face at the end of the season. But that's just my prediction. I think it's going to be tough for the most important players to stay healthy. So I hope I'm wrong. If you guys disagree with me, hit me up on Twitter at CTH415. Keep it nice, you guys, okay? It's just a prediction. I hope I'm wrong. But, yeah, let me know what you think about any of these predictions. Do you have different answers for any of these questions? You know, do you think it'll be someone else who will be looked at differently at the end of the year? Whose trajectory is going to be affected? Did I miss any of the big storylines? Hit me up. Let me know what you think. Also, check out tonight's game, and I'll be back tomorrow with a little review of that game and see if anything's changed, because things are still up in the air as far as this roster is concerned. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.